Hi, and welcome back to the Breathe Easy podcast. This is your host, Kristen, and today we're going to be talking about Dharma. So a couple weeks ago, I brought up the idea of karma, and that is basically the result, right, of your actions. So karma, remember, is not a bitch, right? Karma is really what you are doing in action of your goals and your purpose in life. Throughout this episode, I want you to think about an intention you want to make for maybe this day or this week in how you can live with your own purpose and how each day you can create actions intentionally. So let's have a definition of what Dharma is. Dharma is the path we take in result of our actions, which is karma. Dharma is the path and karma is the result of that path. So if you are, for example, you know, really into working out and you're working on that each and every day and your goal is to become really healthy and feel really happy, that's the karma you're going to get. You're going to feel happy. That is really important to remember. And then another thing is you cannot do anyone else's dharma, right? You cannot do anyone else's path. I always think of this as like YouTubers online copying, you know, a celebrity's diet or their clothing or all of them at once, celebrity, diet, clothing, and, you know, their lifestyle. So it's funny because a lot of people try to pretend to do other people's dharma, but in reality, you can never do someone else's dharma because that's their own unique path and you don't know their own unique path personally. In my own dharma, I am embarking on a path by expanding Breathe Easy and by getting my yoga teacher certification. My goal is to hopefully expand Breathe Easy in a way that is not just podcasting and a website and selling some bracelets. I am hoping to expand it where I can teach yoga classes to you guys, offer meditations, and really make it a space that we can come together to really come and release. Because life is hard, life is not easy, and I feel like if I can continue to create a space where people can come together, that is what's most important to me. I love community, and that's actually one of my pillars when I went on my retreat this summer, was very apparent that I loved to live in community, and that's what I'm hoping to create with Breathe Easy. I'd like to bring up something else about Dharma, and Dharma is really in alignment with values, gifts, and purpose, right? So making sure, again, that your Dharma is very personal and your path doesn't have to look like anyone else. So an example is comparing someone maybe with societal expectations versus someone following their Dharma-aligned choices. So in terms of following total Dharma-aligned choices, it would be someone that literally, you know, I don't know, gave up their 9-to-5 and is completely just no paycheck working on creating a business. That would be complete Dharma-aligned. Then following societal expectations may be like, I'm going to stay in the proper job and focus on that path. There was a lot of pressure, you know, both from myself and others. Everyone said to stick to a stable teaching job, take that path, keep things predictable, which is important as humans. And it did feel very safe. It met my societal expectations, right? To feel safe, secure, and within a good place. But my heart was calling me towards wellness. I started this last year in, I believe it was October 2024, right around my birthday. And I knew I wanted to create the Breathe Easy platform, even if it reached one or two people or five people. So for me, creating Breathe Easy, I didn't abandon my stability entirely. I was a math specialist for the past year or so, and I had been doing this pretty much on the side while working. And I am going to be continuing to do that moving forward and just finding pockets of time to build Breathe Easy into this way, like working on my yoga teacher certification and doing all of the things. So I feel like over this time frame, over the past year, I've really found balance and I honored my practical expectations, obviously having a job, while also following my purpose. So it was almost a balance between societal expectations and my line choices, which I think a lot of us want to strive to find, right? Having the practicalities of life taken care of and also following our path. So I feel like this brought me personal fulfillment because it was something that I was creating and it wasn't just for my job. And that created a lot of positive energy. By putting your energy into creative pursuits, it helps you to kind of expand your knowledge and understanding of the world. I feel like now not only do I have my skills as a elementary teacher or as an educator, but now I have my skills as a mindfulness educator, as a yoga educator, and that's something I can take with me for the rest of my life. I also feel like the more I lean into my Dharma, the more I realize the structure and stability I kept initially actually supported my purpose instead of holding it back. So I feel like the two things kind of married one another, and it helped me to continue expanding where Breathe Easy is today. Although it's slow growing, I am so happy that my Dharma kind of took me on this path. So let's talk about for yourselves, right? How to identify your Dharma. So I want you to think about, and maybe you could pause this and journal for a couple minutes and reflect on what energizes you versus drains you. So maybe create like a T-chart, what energizes me, and then the other side, what drains me. So you can pause if you want to kind of write this down. And then the second part I want you to do is notice moments you feel like you're most in the flow of things, right? So is it when you're working out in the morning, when you're doing yoga, when you are setting up your workspace for the day, whether that's an office, a classroom? Think about those moments, right? When are you in flow? When everything else is just not a worry in your mind. So again, you can pause and identify those things. And then lastly, consider maybe the skills or passions that you feel are like natural to you. Is it writing things down? Is it creating songs or creating sets of, even if it's at work, like is it sets of lists or an organizational system that you created? Something that feels natural to you. And you can pause here for that. So remember, small conscious actions matter, right? By choosing kindness to ourselves, presence, and mindful decisions helps us to understand how we can be more in flow, right? So I hope when you wrote down those things, you could identify what makes me in connection to flow. So for me, I recognize my Dharma through mindfulness, yoga, and meditation. And you could take any of those skills. You don't have to be like me, right? You could just take meditation or just yoga or just mindfulness and kind of create your own self-care regimen that's going to help you to recognize more and more of your Dharma. Another thing I like to use is breath work because you can literally use it anywhere, right? I brought up in the last few episodes how I use my breath to center for the day. I believe in one of my episodes, I talked about how I use the breath before I get out of the car to go to work. So I take 5 deep breaths and I'm able to continue on and go throughout my day, right? So think about, maybe is there a quick breath practice you can do literally right before you go to work, right? Or is it something you can do maybe after work, a breath practice you could do? So breath work, honestly, is the basis of everything. I learned in yoga teacher training that we have these things called nadis in our body. And there are 72,000 of them. So when you are breathing, you are connecting to your diaphragmatic breath and really awakening all those nadis within your system. So it's really about, how are you channeling the energy and how are you creating flow within your breath? When we align, again, that dharma, like how I was talking about my story before, it can help us reduce that stress, the overwhelm, the indecision in between things, right? If we're able to marry the two, we are able to consider how to move forward, right? We are keeping both things alive. Now, sometimes it can be overwhelming, right? Working and trying to create a passion for yourself. But it is something that helps us to be in connection with ourselves, right? Making those choices also, like all those self-care things in the morning or in the nighttime, that is also connecting to your daily dharma in action. I'm going to share a little bit more of why I started Breathe Easy. And I know I've shared it in Instagram posts, but the reason I created Breathe Easy was because I felt this calling to share about how meditation impacted me. I had went in the early 2020s with a lot of anxiety and a lot of reactivity to things, not to say that I'm not still reactive from time to time, but it has taught me to hone in a different part of myself that is calmer, that is more grounded and more connected. And I wanted to share this in creative ways. So first I started with like, okay, let me create a website. Had no idea what I was doing. And then I was like, maybe I could start podcasting about this. Because at the time I was starting to like, that was like the first time I was like starting to really listen to podcasts, was like early 2024, end of 2023. So then after that, I feel like that continued to be in line with my purpose as a human, which is like sharing with others and being in community, even if it's 1 to 5 people. I feel like it's just so important. And again, right, that action impact and shaped my energy. It helped me to like learn more about myself. I also, the year before that, had started therapy. So it really opened this like part of me. And then I'm going to leave you with this, with some more journal prompts, which is, what activities make you feel most alive? So think about that. Where do I feel off or out of alignment? And then which actions this week can I take that align with my dharma? You could do this at home. You could do a mini mindfulness practice. So taking 3 to 5 breaths and aligning with what your purpose is right now. For closing this out, I really just want us to remember that dharma is the compass. It's the path. And then karma is the energy of those actions. So doing all of those daily choices that you're making each day is really helping you to align your dharma and then create the karma that you want. And also, I wanted to put in a little, I guess, advertisement here. I just started selling chakra bracelets on Etsy. You can see this through my Instagram. If you click on the link in the bio, it is the last thing on my Etsy storefront. Or if you go to breatheeasy.com, if you go to products, you will see a link to my Etsy storefront, and I am creating these chakra bracelets, which really actually is in line with Dharma. Chakras have so much energy, you know, from the heart chakra to the root chakra to the solar plexus chakra and more. So I am selling those there, and that's something you could wear intentionally each day to remind you what energy you want to be in. Even right now, like, I'm wearing my 7 chakra bracelet that I created, and I have to tell you, it's so odd. I feel calmer when I wear it. It's very interesting. So if you would like to purchase one, please go to my Etsy storefront. All right, so that's all I have for today. It was so nice to actually just come on here and be able to share more about Dharma, just because I've been learning even more since I created like the notes for this episode. So I can't wait to hear from you guys, and I'll probably write a blog post about this as well. So I am excited to see what your thoughts are. All right, have a great day.